In radio and television, it's RCA all the way. The Radio Corporation of America presents The Magic Key. Your host, the family of RCA, whose members include RCA Communications, RCA Victor, Radio Marine, RCA Laboratories, and the National Broadcasting Company. Magic Key turns, opening the door to a sparkling full hour of music, comedy, and radio variety. The stars, Jan Kipura. The town crier, Alexander Volkert. Comedy by Nancy Hamilton. The famous 65-voice Hamilton College Glee Club. And her own conductor, Frank Black. The overture, the breathless and inspiring prelude to the third act of Wagner's opera, Lohengrin, now played by the Magic Key Orchestra. Have you been looking for a radio which is attractive enough for your living room, yet so convenient and easy to carry as to be a constant companion in your kitchen, bedroom, office, workshop, or your hotel room when you're traveling? Well, then you're looking for RCA Victor's Little Nipper, the compact five-tube radio which gives performance equivalent to many seven-tube receivers, yet is small enough to be balanced in your hand. Little Nipper is fast becoming the nation's favorite portable radio.
Just plug it in and it's ready to entertain you. A wide variety of cabinet styles, all in exquisite color, harmony, and design, meet every taste. Prices begin at $9.95 FOB Camden, New Jersey. And for only a few dollars more, you can possess another compact style of RCA Victor radio, one which brings in both foreign and domestic broadcasts. Ask your RCA Victor dealer to show you these models and the wide variety of other RCA Victor radios designed to meet every need and pocketbook.
Jan Kipora, singing film star and leading tenor of the Metropolitan Opera Company, returns to the program on which, just 1 year ago, he made his American radio debut. The Magic Key takes pleasure in welcoming back Jan Kipora. Jan Kipora sings the beloved aria, Celesta Aida.
Quale guerrieria fossi, se il mio sogno si avverasse. Un esercito di prodi da me guidato, e la vittoria il plauso di Menfi tutto. Questo è mio dolce Aida, tornar di l'oricinto, dirti per te puniato, per te Yeah. Le dolci brezze nelle madri lo suono un regalo sano sulle prime posanti.
And if I knew you better, I'd tell you a lot more.
Oh, now, look here. I'm awfully sorry. Miss Hamilton, may I present Mr. Kipura? Mr. Kipura, this is Miss Nancy Hamilton, the young lady who has written the sketches and lyrics for that marvelous new review, One for the Money. She acts in it, too, you know. She's a kind of Noel Coward in skirts.
Well, I think Mr. Kipura is a kind of Kirsten Flagstad in pants. I do, really. He's a wonderful opera singer. I just love the opera, don't you, Mr. Grauer?
Yes,
all that singing. Of course, it'd be even nicer if we knew what they were singing about, but still.
Well, I don't know. I don't think opera is any harder to understand than that song that you sing in One for the Money.
Which song, Mr. Grauer?
Why, the Yoo-Hoo Blues. You wrote that one, didn't you?
Well, Morgan Lewis wrote the music, but I wrote the words.
Yes, the words. Well, they're the hard part. They've got a pretty complicated philosophy, I think.
You mean about my being so sad because I'm so happy?
Yeah.
Why, that's not complicated at all.
Oh, well, maybe... Maybe I thought it was hard because you sang it in that foreign language.
That isn't a foreign language, Mr. Grauer. That's Southern.
Oh, sorry.
It's just a simple little song about a simple little Southern girl who's just terribly sad because she's so happy, because she's the kind who'd be a whole lot happier if she were a little bit sadder. And so she said so.
Oh, I see. Well, since Morgan Lewis has already set it to music for you, Miss Hamilton, just say on. Your cue is One for the Money.
Lonesome for the blues. I haven't had the blues now since I can recall. And when I want the blues now, there ain't no blues at all. No matter how I try, I can't seem to cry. And I haven't moaned low since way last fall. Why did you leave me blue? Why did you decide to roam? Don't be mad, blues. Help me feel sad, blues. Listen to me, blues. I'm calling you home. You, blues, you. You, blues, you. Here I am, sitting in the clover. Don't leave me sitting here, happy all over. You, blues, you. I got news for you. You see me skipping round, picking this cotton. Well, it's so plump, happy, I've most forgotten you. I'll tell you more. Baby don't need no shoes, and the river don't even come near my door. Blues, ain't that terrible? And the sun is a shining, skies is bright, crickets is cricking all the night, and my mammy and pappy don't never. I'm asking you, blues, does that seem right to you, blues, you? Come on, blues, please do, you. go down to the cemetery and sit there crying and crying. Blues. Wasn't them the happy times? And do you remember when we put Massa away? And we used to sit in the graveyard and cry all day. I don't feel like that anymore, Blues. Sometimes I'll resent it. Sometimes I'll rebel. But I can't get discontent of when I feel so well. Oh, listen here, Blues, where you hiding, honey? Days is so fair and the sky so sunny. Don't leave me sitting here loaded with money. You better come home, things is mighty funny. You Blues, you come home, Blues, please do. You Blues.
As all of you realize, The Magic Key is an advertising program. Each week, we bring you new entertainment, new features of outstanding news interest, new stars and public figures, and new demonstrations of the wonders of shortwave radio. Other advertisers on the air combine to bring to American radio listeners the widest variety and the finest quality of radio programs to be heard anywhere in the world. Why do they do this? Well, first of all, it is because they want your goodwill. They want you to think well of them and of the products and services they have to sell. In addition, they ask you for a few minutes of your undivided attention while they tell you a little about those products and services. The entire American system of broadcasting is built upon this idea that the radio audience repays the advertisers for their programs by its loyalty and by its support of the products advertised. That's all there is. No tax, no license, no subscription fee, as in other countries. In a recent speech, David Sarnoff, president of the Radio Corporation of America, said, "Advertising makes possible in America a free press and the finest news coverage in the world. Advertising makes possible in our land a free radio and the finest broadcasting programs in the world." Parade of the Wooden Soldiers. Thank you.
Listen for the familiar NBC chimes, your signal for fine radio entertainment. Magic Key of RCA.
Resuming our program, the Magic Key presents the 65 voices of the choir of Hamilton College. Their conductor is Professor Paul A. Fancher of the Hamilton College faculty, and their master of ceremonies is Dr. Alexander Wolcott of the class of 19-9.
This is the old grad speaking. Whenever the sons of any college thus assemble, it is their custom to lift their voices in lavish and sometimes inaccurate praise of their alma mater. Alma mater, that, unless I took freshman Latin in vain, means foster mother. Certainly it has been my custom each year in prefacing this quarter hour of Lenten music to sing the praises of our foster mother, ascribing to her all power and every virtue. It occurs to me now that such boasting is unseemly. I never felt under any mysterious obligation to speak so in public of my own mother. It so happens that never anywhere have I found anyone to love so dearly or admire so much. To others, my mother may have seemed less beautiful than a certain contemporary of hers named Lillian Russell. Intellectually, she fell short of Madame Curie. Poor dear, she was nowhere near so rich as Hetty Green. True, she had great courage and a most hospitable heart. But the point is, she was mine. So it is in this matter of foster mothers. Harvard is, I believe, more famous. Chicago, larger. Columbia has more money. But Hamilton is ours. It occupies a high and lovely hilltop in the center of the Empire State, and from the beginning, more than a quarter of a century and a century ago, it has never been, ever been addicted to song. One in every eight of the students fight their way into this choir. Let us listen to them as they sing the famous Bach chorale called Komm Süßer Tod. Next, let us hear one of the great hymns of adoration in all music, the Adoramus Te Christe of Palestrina. Now, in honor of this day and season, let us recall the 23rd and the 121st Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. And now, this year, as each year in the past, the Ave Maria of Franz Abt. This broadcast is a reunion of the men from Hamilton, and I don't mean Nancy. In a sense, many broadcasts are reunions. I know a woman in Wisconsin who's been listening every Saturday night to the miracles of symphonic music conjured up under the baton of great Toscanini, enjoying each concert for its own sake, but also in the mysteriously comforting knowledge that her married daughter in Chicago and her son, who's a student in New York, were both listening too. It is a pleasant thing for the far-flung members of a family thus to come together, if not in one state of the union, at least in one state of mind, reuniting not in one room, but in one thought. For example, no one knows how many broken and scattered American households thus gather once a week around that good, roaring, hospitable fire known as Jack Benny. Well, in listening to these voices, Hamilton men everywhere in this union, old and young, rich and poor, far and near, meet once more for a little moment and clasp hands. Next, the choir will sing by Der Krippe Jesu, an old German carol written by some forgotten man. And finally, Dream of Bygone Days, a Russian folk song. Who wrote it? No one knows.
Thank you.
Hamilton College has it on its conscience that it has trained many men for public speaking, myself among them. So let us close this part of the program by merely quoting the best after-dinner speech ever made. It consists of only 5 words, which is a good idea in any speech. The 5 words are, God bless us, everyone.
The March release of New Victor Records includes an album of early choral music as recorded by the Trapped Family Choir, a most unique organization consisting entirely of members of the same family. Here you will find music warm, human, melodious, typical of early European works and ideally suited to the unusual talents of the Trapped Family. The entire album of 5 10-inch Victor Records costs only $7.50. Also for release this month is the Victor recording of Purcell's Suite for Strings, played by the New York Philharmonic Orchestra, as arranged and conducted by John Barbaroli. Other Victor releases for March include the first complete recording of Mozart's opera, The Magic Flute, under the direction of Sir Thomas Beecham, Bach's Concerto in A Minor, performed by a group of eminent artists, including Jelle Pessel at the harpsichord, and many other new recordings by famous artists. Ask your Victor record dealer to play some of these new Victor records for you on the new 1939 RCA Victrola. The Magic Key Orchestra and Frank Black's symphonic impression of Jerome Kern's waltz in Swing Time.
Popular film star and Metropolitan Opera Company tenor, Jan Kipora, returns to sing again. Mr. Kipora. One of the more melodic film productions was Be Mine Tonight, starring Jan Kippura. Here is a bit from the picture. Jan Kippura singing, Tell Me Tonight. As an encore, the most popular of all Neapolitan folk songs, Jan Kippura sings O Sole Mio.
Aria serena dopo una tempesta, quell'aria fresca pare ciò una festa, che bella cosa noi ornata sole. Oh,
fronda a te, sto la corona da te. Quasi una malinconia sotto finestra tuoia restaria quando fa notte o sole se ne scende.
Platt and the Magic Key Orchestra have just played Dvorak's Slavonic Dance number 15. You are invited to tune in again at this same time next Sunday for another full hour of radio entertainment. At that time, you will hear the distinguished American actress Pauline Lord, the first radio performance of a new feature in symphonic rhythm, rib-tickling episodes from the hilarious hit The Swing Mikado, the popular song stylist Loretta Lee, and Frank Black conducting the Magic Key Orchestra. Milton Cross speaking for all the services of the Radio Corporation of America.
And Ben Grauer saying that in radio and television, it's RCA all the way.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.